band. If I lose. WMFO in Medford.
Quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Long leg. get him good.
There goes Silverhead and all their glory with Michael Davaris. Do you realize, Jimmy, when I booked Michael Monroe to be the call-in, I was thinking he was Michael Davaris. I was like, oh yeah, the guy from Silverhead, definitely.
Oh, well.
No, it was Hanoi Rocks.
We're still waiting for that
You
call.
Never did call.
No.
Oh, well.
Anytime he wants, you know, I'm still, you know,
I got his version of Peace Train already.
Yeah, please.
That's probably all I'll play. I'm not a huge Hanoi Rocks guy, I've come to find out.
Yeah.
Like, why don't I remember them? Oh, this is why. I remember the name. I just can't remember what they sounded like at all. And I know the name Michael Monroe.
Yeah. Well, I
but
mean,
that was Michael Davaris, who actually did. They looked similar, like Michael Davaris in the 70s and him 70s. In the 80s.
Yeah.
They looked similar.
Yeah.
That's his band, Silverhead. I was at Store 54 the other night for Brett Milano's book reading. He has a new book.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about Scott Miller.
What's it? Don't Thank Me All At Once?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, it's actually in my bag. Marie, you want to grab it?
Yeah.
It's in the bag over there. Brett Milano read some from it, and John Pohyta performed, and there were a couple other performers. This guy Sean, I know. It's cool.
Very cool. Stephen Weston, nice guy. We've had him. You've had him on the show, Brett.
Huh? Brett Milano. Yes.
Yeah, he's been on the show, and John's been on the show a bunch.
Yeah, I think he was talking about Sound of Our Town, another book he wrote last time he was on. This one's called "Don't All Thank Me at Once." Scott Miller. No, now I gotta play him. I was gonna play something else. Well, while I was there. I have this queued up, so I will. While I was there, I was looking through the albums, and I found, I saw James Gang, and right on it, promotional DJ copy. And I said, I'm a DJ, I want that copy. Yeah, I'm thinking it's something different. And, well, it is different.
It's
there's no Joe Walsh on it.
I'm sorry I had to burst your bubble today when you showed it to me.
I'm glad you told me before I played it. James Gang, Newborn. Cost me $5 over at Store 54.
And no Joe Walsh. Unbelievable.
Well, if there was Joe Walsh on, it would be $6. Let's hear something from it. And then we'll hear some James Gang with Joe Walsh after that.
That'd be cool.
And then we'll do some Scott Miller or one of the bands he was in. You know, we'll come back with some of that. Sound good?
Right on.
Hey, okay. His... No Joe Walsh, James Gang.
Don't
Yeah, that's the James Gang I know and love.
The real deal.
Yeah, it can't be James Gang with no Joe Walsh.
No.
Actually, I didn't mind that song, though.
Not so bad.
Before that was...
But you can tell the difference.
They should call themselves something different, though. That's like James Gang anti-Joe Walsh merry-go-round.
Joe Walsh left the James Gang in 71.
They put that out in 74.
Three years later.
Took them 3 years to kind of sound like Joe Walsh.
Well, they were trying, definitely. Yeah. But, you know,
maybe they won't know.
I think they had a lot of, at the time, nobody really knew. Everybody knew who the James Gang was from 49 Walk Away.
Sure.
They didn't really know who Joe Walsh was, so they thought they could replace him.
Right.
And they put out a number of albums until people realized,
that's not the real deal.
Hey, what's going on
it's
here?
Different. Right. Yeah.
You know, and then Joe Walsh started his solo
career. So you don't think that wasn't even their first album they had done?
No. I bet you they put one out every year.
Gotcha.
Until they finally decided to blow it up.
Gotcha. I found a Willie Loco Alexander live CD online. Ultra Chose. From Borges, 1982. Where's Borges?
The only Borges I know is Sarah.
B-O-U-R-G-E-S.
I have no idea.
Look it up, Jimmy.
France?
That's what I would think.
Sounds, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Autre Chose is the name of it. Is that French? Well, I listened to it on the way in. It's pretty cool. Here's some of the highlights from it. I'm going to play 4 and 5 because they go together well, and I like it. I like it like that.
I bet you do.
Oh, but I love that. It's Willie Loco Alexander on MFO.
I feel so depressed. Guess I should have guessed.
Thanks. That's how home is. This is your home. This is our home.
This is Killer in a Trench Coat.
Yeah, Willy Loco Alexander.
Willy Loco, so cool.
Ooh. A little whistling here.
Any whistles.
You whistle, Willy. But I hate Willy Whistle.
Me too.
That clown. Wow. That was not Willy Whistle. Willy Loco Alexander, of course. Great stuff. Schmel was commenting on Sex Pistols. Right under his comment that he had for me the other day. I never kiss and tell unless it's a chick. Schmel's on Facebook. He's talking about that Sex Pistols CD. It says, looks like the CD is Sex Pistols and solo performances by Sid mixed in. So he wasn't with them for the other songs? It's like, well, his Sid on his own. And
that didn't sound like Sid singing, actually.
Over time.
I'm not sure.
Record company obligations.
Grand Evolution. When do we have them coming in, Jimmy?
April 9th.
April 9th. Okay. Number four. What do we call on this one?
Another Hope.
Another Hope. This is Jimmy's discovery. Where are they at? Worcester?
Worcester, yeah.
All right. Another Hope. Check it out. Hey, you have a request? We got a half hour left. 617-627-3800.
Shouldn't have to go.
What happened, Jimmy? What happened?
What happened?
We tried to play Grand Evolution.
The CD fell down.
All right. Well, we got it. We have ripped it in the system, so hopefully it will be
Up and running. Yeah, they got a new 45 they want to promote anyway that we just put in today, so that'll be up in a week or so.
Let's hope. The kids get there's something wrong with the system. Of them getting what I'm ripping into Rivendell, getting into the system that's in front of me and able for a DJ to play it. There's something happening there. And they're going to fix it. I just don't know when. So it takes a little while. It takes a little while. Hey, how about this? I found some Seeds. Compilation, the Seeds. Boy, they were an odd band, huh? Just listening to this whole thing riding on. But everyone knows Pushing Too Hard. Do you know the rehearsal version, though?
No, I do not. Don't.
Let's check that out, huh? MFO.
One, two, three, four. You're pushing too hard, pushing on me. You're pushing too hard on what you want me to be. You're pushing too hard about the things you say. Pushing too hard every night and day. Pushing too hard.
Pushing too hard on me.
fancy, fancy tricks to get your kicks at 6 to 6. It's about the lips that he licks and all the girls that he's going to fix. So give a little flick, give us up a little cuddle, but there's no place yet. Find another scoot waddle. Got the look of the Smith, she was last year's model. They call her the dasher when she looks like Elsa. I don't want you, go to Chelsea. Oh no, does not move there, even though I've seen the movie. I don't want to check your pulse. I don't want nobody else. I don't want to go to jail cell. Everybody's got you artists. Be a nice girl and kiss the waters. Now the teacher is away. All the kids begin to play. Men come screaming, dressed in white. Go shake her very gently by the throat. One's named Gus, one's named Alfie. I don't want to go to Chelsea. Oh no, does not move there, even though I've seen the movie. I don't want to shave your balls. I don't want nobody else. I don't want to go to Chelsea.
WMFO in Medford.
Elvis Costello there.
I don't want to go to Chelsea. That's live at the El Mocambo. Ramones before that, Babysitter. We heard the Seeds pushing too hard. That was actually a rehearsal. A rehearsal version of pushing too hard. Before that, Grand Evolution. Sorry, their song. We're not having too much luck with their CDs and stuff, but.
You know. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
They're not going to be on for a while.
What do they do, May?
April.
9th.
April.
April 9th.
All right.
About a month away.
Yeah, we got some other stuff from them that'll get into the system eventually.
It's in the system.
It's in the system. It's just, it's baking. It's cooking.
Right, it's cooking.
Well, what I mentioned before, I had promised some Scott Miller, and we'll play some Scott Miller. Now, Brett Milano's a huge fan. Just put out the book.
I was reading it while you play music.
Don't All Thank Me at Once. Scott Miller passed away, 2013,
yep,
I believe.
That's what the book says.
And he did some solo work, and he's also the lead guy from Game Theory and the Loud Family. We'll do a threefer of them right there. We'll do Scott Miller,
excellent.
Game Theory, Loud Family, all in a row. Going out to Brett Milano. Thank you.
just keep it tight. Don't care if the weight is heavy, the rocks are in the road. Your feet are flat, your engines burn, you got to pull your load. Trying to get you nothing you can hold. Try me if I'm lying, son. You gonna pull your load, pull your load. You don't get nothing free, pull your load. I'll be damned if you use me. You ain't doing what you're told. Pull your load. Your sister who been sold, she tried to make it easy and she didn't pull her load, pull your load. You don't get nothing free, pull your load. I'll be damned if you use me. You ain't doing what you're told. Pull your load, pull your load. Pull your load, pull your load.
Hearing things from paranoid schizophrenic mama's little chauvinist. All I want is the truth. Just give us the truth. I'm sick to death of hearing things from stupid little socialites, ladder funny hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give us the truth. Those shorts out of yellow bellies on a trippy dickie's gonna mother her the top. So just a pocket full of hope.
I can't stay much longer, Melinda. Sun is getting high. I can't help you with your trouble if you want help with mine. I gotta get down. I gotta get down. Gotta get down. Just one more night, I can't sleep here no more. Little bed clock says quarter to eight, get me up till four. I gotta get down, I gotta get down, or I can't work there no more.
Yeah, what better to get into the acoustic ceiling than with the Grateful Dead?
Nice transition there, Bri.
Huh?
Nice transition.
Yeah, it's the end of a crash course for the Ravers. Now I'm going to fill in for Vin Magazzini, the acoustic ceiling show, for another hour. So Vin asked me to do that, and I'm happy to do it. He'll be back next week, I hope. Who do we have next week, Jimmy?
Baxter Wolf.
Baxter Wolf. That's my friend Dante Conte. Dante Conte.
Conte.
Conte.